Rock stars have backup bands, and every Broadway musical has a chorus. Ballet has the same sort of thing. It's called the corps de ballet. Corps is French for body, and these dancers really are the company's support system. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman turns the spotlight on the hardest working dancers you've never heard of.
If you want an idea of what the corps de ballet actually does, check out the classic Swan Lake. Act Two is the big moment. Tchaikovsky's famous music begins, and a line of women in white tutus and headdresses appears from the wings. These are the swans. At Pacific Northwest Ballet, there are 24 of them. They hop in unison onto the stage, gently flapping their arms like wings. They really look like a flock, not individual dancers if you're in the audience.
Honestly, if they can pick one out and learn their name, something's wrong.
That's Pacific Northwest Ballet's artistic director, Peter Bowl. He says in big story ballets like Swan Lake, the corps de ballet creates a mood for the audience. They're in the background, but their work is grueling.
The dancing is almost as challenging for the corps as it is for the principals, and certainly it's probably harder than what it is for some of the soloists.
The corps, it's a blessing and a challenge.
Emma Love Sudarth has danced with PNB's corps de ballet since 2009. She's been a snowflake, a peasant girl, and of course a swan. Sudarth says in a ballet like Swan Lake, the corps dancers need to match each other exactly. That's a problem when you want to stand out from the crowd so you can get a promotion.
You're moving as one. But then at the same time, you're trying to set yourself apart while matching the person next to you. And so it's a total oxymoron, basically.
Ballet isn't the only profession that requires a large supporting cast. For example, when Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson calls a play, the offensive line goes to work. They make sure the stars like Wilson or former running back Marshawn Lynch can score.
Marshawn Lynch, still on his feet, has blockers now. He's dancing his way for the touchdown.
Ballerinas may not dance in beast mode, but Emma Sudarth says PNB's corps de ballet is just as important as football's anonymous offensive line.
I won't deny it gets frustrating at times to not be the person in who the spotlight is following around the stage. But at the same time, you know that that performance wouldn't carry a millimeter of the weight that it carries without the corps.
Still, dancers like Sudarth don't endure years of training with the dream of spending their entire careers in the corps de ballet, according to her boss, Peter Bowl.
That's not necessarily why they walked through the door in the first place. You know, it's not what they were told or promised or what the storybook said.
The storybook dream is to be that prima ballerina at center stage, showered with flowers and applause. Bull does often feature his core members in solo roles, but the reality is he can't promote them all to principal dancer.
It's frustrating in ways because a lot of them earn that soloist promotion, but I still need 16 females in that line. So I can't reward everybody with that promotion because I have to keep the balance of the company in a certain way because we're going to do Swan Lake again.
Elle Macy is 23. She's been in PNB's corps de ballet for 2 years. She remembers the first time Peter Bowl gave her a featured role.
And when I saw that on the casting, I was like, Elle Macy, you have to live up to this. I wanted to be the perfect version of myself and I wasn't there yet.
Macy hopes someday she'll be the one Bowl singles out for that rare promotion. Until then, she'll work hard in the corps de ballet. She says at PNB, the corps really is like family. That wasn't her experience at larger companies like New York City Ballet.
I would go to the summer intensives there, and it was very dog-eat-dog. The company didn't need you, you needed them. And then you come here, and everybody's important, and everyone knows that they can't get through it without each other, or at least there's a little bit more of that mentality.
Emma Sudarth agrees. In fact, she married a fellow corps member. Sudarth says as long as she gets a chance to show her stuff from time to time, she's content where she is.
It's about growing as an artist. It's about getting those opportunities that further me as an artist. It's not about, you know, what the title is after my name.
At age 27, Sudarth doesn't have all that many more years as a professional dancer. Like football, ballet's hard on the body, and the careers are short. But until she decides it's time to retire, you'll find Emma Love Sudarth on stage, twirling with her friends in the Corps de Ballet. At Seattle Center, I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.